I recently discovered that in astrology, my life path, if you look at like the life path is Saturn in Capricorn in the 12th house. Mm-hmm. That's dark.
Tell me more.
I've seen, you know, some people have a lot of like Jupiter in Leo and all these gifts are coming. And Saturn is change and, you know, bringing up the darkness. Capricorn is working hard at doing that and being really disciplined. And the 12th house is death, transformation, spirituality, rebirth. So it's almost like I had no choice. And once I realized that that was all written in the stars for me, it became a lot more comfortable to realize I'm not just like choosing this 100%. Over and over again. Like it was written in the stars for me to also have chronic illness and heal. I have Chiron in Cancer. I have my moon in Cancer. And with all of that, which is in the sixth house of health, body, wellness, I just realized, whoa, my body was meant to go through like many cycles of death. And so it's mostly been very physical for me when I go through those processes that you're talking about. And what helped was probably being sick and just getting to a point where I wasn't sure if I was going to move forward, like in life. I couldn't see the one step ahead of me. And I did think I was going to die. And I think when you get that comfortable with death, then every day is a gift. Mm-hmm. And the change that comes with it is kind of just exciting. So I like the change. But as you guys both know, because we're such close friends, it's quite hard for me emotionally to let go of things.
Yeah,
I don't let go of people. Every friend I've ever had since preschool. So that side of things, much harder. Mm-hmm. But physically, I'm just like, bring it on. I feel like I've lived in 1,000 different bodies. Mm-hmm. In this body right here, I'm 31. But sadly, it sometimes feels like the body of a 95-year-old. So, I mean...
Sorry.
Yeah, it's like I just gotta... Like I have to put taking care of myself at the forefront of my life. And I think doing that helps the change as well. Because I have gotten to experience cool things like you've talked about plant medicine, ayahuasca, remembering past lives, water cleanses where I have gone through such emotional processes. So
I remember we did a live on Instagram when you were at one of your water cleanses.
I remember that.
I remember that. We did this live like during your water cleanse. And I just was like, wow, that was... seems like a whole lifetime ago because it was in the pandemic.
Yeah.
You were water cleansing, focused on... your healing. It's so weird how much things change, but then every day it feels like nothing really changes. You know, it's so subtle the way things change. Jenna, I want to talk about you and just sort of your past 2 years, because I feel like it's been, so beautiful to have like our friendship deepen so much. And I mean, Jordan, you too, like through this process and just seeing you just approach life in the most beautiful, romantic way. It's been so beautiful. So what has your process been like these past 2 years?
Well, so the beginning of the pandemic, basically I was in a relationship where I thought I was with my person that I was going to be with for my whole life. And then all of a sudden stick us in a room where we had to basically be with each other 24/7. And we just went through a lot of changes and things were just very kind of hairy and coming up a lot. And so in many ways, I can just see the perfection in all of it because I remember being locked in and I was in the south of France at the time. So we weren't even allowed to go out of the house for more than an hour a day. So we couldn't even just like disappear on walks or go to the sea or whatever. So I remember everybody else was like baking banana bread or like, you know, starting cooking and all this kind of stuff.
I was painting.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to paint.
I love that.
It was so romantic.
And I literally was just like, I threw myself into my work because like all of a sudden work blew up. Like I just remember everything just doubling overnight. And that actually was really a saving grace for me because I had a balance of something really good that was growing and cultivating at the same time as something else was coming to an end, which was my relationship at the time. Honestly, it's just been this unbelievable balance of, I don't know if you guys feel this way, but I just feel like everything is heightened right now. Like you feel pain so much more, you feel joy so much more. Yes. You feel happiness like in levels you've never felt before. And so I feel like my last 2 years have been this like coexistence of like feeling so many things and actually, you know, on the health front as well. And on, you know, the front of just coming up against so many obstacles and trying to do the biggest project of my life, which was like make an app and not having a home anymore because I moved out of our place. And so it just feels like everything is on steroids. Everything was on steroids, but I think the biggest gift that I got was I grew up in a household that was very emotionally closed and sort of not expressive. And I think after I left my fiance, I basically made a decision like the only way, I literally felt like the only way I'm going to get out alive of this is if I'm really the part, like, and it sounds so cliche, but like give myself the love that I want from other people and everything. But I really learned that it's a whole other level when you can literally sit with yourself every day and tell yourself the things that you want someone else to tell you. Do you know what I mean? And so I literally feel like even though I was like heartbroken, it was just like the biggest, most amazing cracking open and softening in, you know, because he wasn't giving me that. Mm-hmm. He was the first person that I felt gave me that. And then that got taken away, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So it's just been a really amazing journey. And I also went through a ton of maybe, and you guys remember from when I was here this time last year, existential loneliness. Like I just remember waking up one day being like, hold on a second. I'm the only person that's in my own thoughts. And no matter how many people I'm around, yes. it's always just going to be me. And that was almost scarier than going through a breakup. It was like, hold on a second.
Holy shit, I know.
You know, and I've been in, you know, so many rooms with the most amazing places and all this kind of stuff. And it's just like, you can still feel like the loneliest person in the room, or you can be by yourself and feel like totally fulfilled and lit up and excited. Yeah. So all that to say that I just feel like it's been like whatever spiritual growth we were on before. I think if you were even half paying attention in 2020, it like shoved you into the camp of like, okay, we're going to throw everything your way. So it's almost like I don't even have words to say.
I know. I mean, honestly, that's like my whole thing. People are like, how are you? I'm like, what?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, what do you mean? I literally feel like I need to hide. I'm like, what do you mean?
I know.
And whenever I'm alone and have that sort of feeling where it's like, where it's creepy almost, it's just me, mm-hmm. you know, me in here. I'm always like, you're the most interesting person you'll ever meet.
Oh,
like just kind of like reminding yourself and that it's like limitless. It's like, okay, where do we want to go in our mind? You know, just kind of, I really went through that when I was doing psilocybin, like at my first psilocybin ceremony, when you're like, this is me and this is who I am. And it's very weird, but something you said, and I want to talk about with you two specifically, because you guys are just perfect for this, is like you talked about allowing yourself to feel the emotions and allowing yourselves to feel empathy too. And since you are highly sensitive, HSP, and
very
you are emotional in a way of being open with your heart, both of you are. So how do you guys navigate the world with that, where you stay in your heart, you stay open-hearted, but yet you have to get things done as well? Like, how do you stay as an open-hearted person in this world when it can feel hard?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I mean, to just touch on what you were just saying too, the funny thing is, I don't know if anyone, any of your listeners will feel this way. I like that weird existential feeling of being alone in your mind. I love it more than anything. So I just want to throw that out there.
Like, yours is literally the most fun.
I like what goes on in my brain. Yeah. I do, but I have dark moments, of course. And yeah, to stay open-hearted in this world is one of the hardest things I think we can do. And as such a sensitive person, I get so stimulated everywhere I go. I came home last night and I had done a few different podcast interviews, and you know I'm doing them in this new place and there's all these new people. And I try to go to sleep and for hours I'm like, thinking of all the people I saw, every single word that took place. And something I would like to do, although I can't give advice on this yet because I don't do this yet, is to not do that anymore, like not soak in the energy like an actual sponge. And I think when I'm living like my highest self and I'm getting more sleep and coming at this from a different angle, I can protect myself in like the white bubble of light that sounds so cliche, but it works. Mm-hmm. We can protect ourselves and it just takes a lot of conscious thought. And yesterday I did this thing where I felt very out of my body. So I called all the energy back into my body and you can feel it returning. So even if this is new to you and you don't believe in that kind of thing, just call the energy back to you and just see what happens. I started to feel so much more grounded. And when I do that, I can still be that open-hearted person who has so much love to give without sacrificing my soul.
Yeah, and it's more clear because I think it's important too for like what's mine and what someone else's. When you're such a feeler, it's like, is this not even my sadness or grief or energy or thought? And it's being able to unblend when you call your energy back. You're like, ooh, like where am I in this? What about you?
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.